104.5.
That right there with Callum Beckett with Spill the Tea on 104.5 WRFU LP Urbana. Our disclaimer does say WRFU is an open forum for Urbana-Champaign community. Views or expressions of those of the speakers are not intended to represent WRFU UCIMC. And I am your boy DJ BJ Clark. Man, I feel like it's been a while since I've been on this mic today, yesterday. I wasn't even on yesterday or the day before yesterday. So, hey, it's been a while, man. I missed y'all when I was gone. Well, we got some new stuff, we got some old stuff, and we got some stuff in between. But while we're making ourselves at home here at 104.5, I want to play a little song by DJ Tracy's. I'll be right back, all right? You're listening to DJ BJ Clark on 104.5.
I read your messages, my heart questions. Are you saying what you feel? Or just feeling bad for how it ended? Yes, my heart is sad and upset. I really like and admire you. I wanna try to be friends, give you space, but how do we define?
You're 100% unavailable.
something in the future, but I need a little time to be in friend mode. No expectations, just clear communication. But it's hard when the heart don't know. Some contact, what's too much? I don't want to overthink, but it's been a whirlwind. I need to think what feels right for me too. You're 100% unavailable, I heard you loud and true.
Yes, yes. That's another one by DJ Tracy. He's all the way down there in Texas, sending us some love all the way up here in Central Illinois. We want to thank DJ Tracy for that wonderful submission. We have more from DJ Tracy here shortly, folks. Now, it's been a while since I've been hanging out with you guys as I make the speaker squeal for a second there. Been a while, but my message is always going to still remain the same. All right, my message is going to remain the same. Only your thoughts and actions can determine your life. I'm going to start out with that again. Only your thoughts and actions can determine your life. And here's the thing, folks. Only determine your life. I think we should also try to be nice. Let's try to be kind and caring to people. Even when you're in a bad place, a bad mood, especially if you're out in public, man. Peep this out, man. I'm going to tell y'all a story, dude. It happened today. True story. And I was just kind of just like thrown off and a little disgusted. You know, I was disgusted, and I'm going to share it with you guys because maybe this story will help somebody realize your behavior in the public matters, okay? Now, I ain't going to say no names, but I'm hoping this individual's tuned in because I want them to know that I'm talking about him, all right? And, yeah, I'll be talking about people on the radio, man. This is what I do. It's my job. But here's the thing. I'm here at the Independent Media Center. Yeah, you can come visit me, too, if you want to. But I'm here at the Independent Media Center, and throughout the day, I'll step outside and I'll go for a jog, you know, in the middle of lunch break, or maybe we get a little 15-20 minute break. I'll try to squeeze in a 5K or, you know, a little 8K or something like that on our little breaks throughout the day. That way, I can finish getting in my 6 to 20 miles a day. So I'm coming in from run number 2 of the day, and I see this guy. Well, y'all know we got the post office here. Big shout out to all the postal workers, man, for making sure that everybody gets their packages on time, and they're working all the time, dude. They work on days that you don't work, all right? That's a service that we always take for granted, man, the mailman, you know what I mean, or the mailwoman, excuse me. But we got to show these mail carrier people some more respect out here, you know what I'm saying? And the reason why I'm going to tell y'all about this story is because it was a lack of respect in the parking lot here at the Independent Media Center. I'm going to call it out. I'm going to tell you what I seen and what I feel should have happened. It's a quick story, man, and I'm going to get to y'all's music here in a minute. You can submit music. How to submit music? To 104.5, let me let y'all know real quick. You can submit music by going to www.collegeradiodirectory.com/DJBJClark. Make sure you send me your MP3s, radio edit, clean version, and also add in that ISRC number if it's a good song. If it's not a good song, then don't worry about adding the ISRC number. I appreciate you. All right, so here, back to the story. I come in from a jog, just got done running 6 miles, right? And I was feeling good about the day. I was talking about how blessed I feel. You know what I mean? I feel blessed to be able to get out there and go for a run. And throughout the morning, the mail guys, they'll come into the loading dock or they'll come into the circle drive just to do a quick pickup and take it back to the hub. All right, just in and out deal. It's an in and out deal. So my guy was kind of, there's a circle drive, and he happened to pull up in the circle drive, leaving enough room for the cars behind to squeeze through while he runs up, grabs the mail, and heads out. Right? Pretty simple. He left enough room even for a truck to get through. And it's not like a big truck, not a semi-truck, just a little Sportster. A little truck, a little car, a little Nissan or something can get through. A van can get through, too. A little caravan, a little mom soccer van type thing. You could squeeze through there. There's enough room to squeeze through. So the mail guy, he's running in to grab the mail. Well, this guy, he's parked behind the mail truck with that look of anger on his face. While just 30 seconds ago, another car already squeezed through. You could see that the car could get through. You could see it, clearly see it. You could see it. So this guy waits for the mailman to come back down the stairs. Okay? And it was like he planned on ruining this man's day. And y'all know me, man. I'm trying to be positive. I want to live in a world where people want to live in peace and harmony. You know, but some people don't want to live like that. You know what I mean? So he's coming around and he gets out of his car. How dare you? And he's yelling at the mailman. How dare you block the intersection like this? And you're just an idiot for this. And saying some more curse words that I can't say on the radio. All right. And the mailman's apologizing. Mailman's like, I'm sorry, man. I left enough room for the cars to get through. And he's pointing at it. He's like, I left you enough room. And the guy's still going in on him. And I'm like, finally, I took my headphones off. I said, hey, man, you can get through. We just seen a car pull through. See, now I'm getting involved. I'm getting involved. Because I was tired of seeing this guy call this mailman and all the names in the world. And he was getting bullied. I can't stand bullies, man. So I was like, you know what? I said, hey, man. I said, you're ruining this guy's day, man. I said, you can get through. We just seen another car get through. I said, stop being a jerk. Go on in there and do your stuff. Do your business. And then he looks at me, who are you? I walk inside because I'm trying not to get in trouble today. So I walk up the stairs and I head back into the radio station. Well, before I head back into the radio station, I told all the guys inside, I said, hey, I think we may have a problem outside with somebody coming in. Let's just be ready, you know. Sure enough, the guy's bad-mouthing the mail carrier, calling him all throughout the building. You could hear him just yelling at the top of his lungs. So finally, I go back in. I say, hey, man. I said, have you ever thought that mail carrier, he thought he was doing the right thing by leaving you enough space to get through? And also, have you ever took into consideration he may be having a bad day? You don't know what that man's been going through this morning. His mom could have passed away. His grandma could have. He could have lost a child. Anything is possible. But you want to just yell at this guy and call him all the names in the world. And my hat's off to the postal worker, man, because he still was positive throughout the whole thing, dude. He was positive. He told the guy to have a good day. He was sorry for blocking the intersection. And as that guy was apologizing, he was still calling him an idiot. I couldn't believe it. I was just disgusted. So I finally came out the radio station, and I said to him, how dare you, man? I said, you're an adult. You know what I'm saying? You're setting an example for how we treat people in this world, bro. And then he's like, who is it to you anyways? I said, I'm the guy that's here to make sure that there's some type of order and structure and some positivity in this world. And you're shedding negativity. I said, enough is enough, man. If you got a problem, then you should just go home. You don't have to be here today. You know, he didn't like that. He didn't like that, man. But at the end of the day, everybody was like, thank you. Thank you. We're trying to make this world a peaceful place, man. We can't have people just flying off the handle calling people names, man. And plus, there's kids and teenagers watching you behave like that. So you're teaching the kids showing the kids it's okay to be rage and have hate in your heart and just scream and yell at people. Come on now. Let's grow up a little bit here, folks. And I want you guys to be positive, man. But also remember, dude, we got to stand up for those people that don't feel like their voice is powerful enough to stand up for themselves. And that's what I felt like I had to do today, dude. I believe I have the power to accomplish anything I need to do today. And I felt like that was one of my goals, is to stand tall for that guy. You know, the mailman. Love the mailman. Hey, yo, JD Grace, are you ready for this one?
Could you be a bigger creep? Always haunting my dreams. Stalking like a viper. Posted like a sniper. Tell me, will you give it up? When my body's burning up, when I'm ashes in the wind, will you say that we were always friends? sugarcoat and tell you where you should go. Go anywhere that I am not. Get yourself good and lost. I could say I care, but I promised you I wouldn't lie.
Another one by Jaded Grace on the 104.5. The name of the song was called Creep. And you know what, Jaded? I'm putting a star on it, baby. I'm putting a star on it. It's been a while since I put a star on it, huh? That one right there is star worthy for sure. You keep those hits coming in. Keep them flowing in. All right, y'all. We got Freddie Shades with Pretty Good Kinda Hood on 104.5 WRFU.
Told their friends that I'm crazy. Crazy good, crazy good, crazy good. Crazy good, crazy good, crazy good. She told her mom that I'm lazy. Darling dear, there's nothing wrong with lazy. Lazy's good, lazy's good, lazy's good. Lazy's good, lazy's good, lazy's good. She told me she was gonna have a baby and name him Dalton after Patrick Swayze. That's pretty good, pretty good, and kinda hood. That's pretty good, pretty good, and kinda hood. But you should probably close your mouth. And while you're at it, those legs that I'll glance at every summer.
That was a good one. Freddie Shades. Pretty good kind of hood. I'm putting a star on it, man. That was good. I like the genre too, man. It kind of reminded me of like back in like middle school days. Like it had like a, you know, like a Green Day Sublime feel to it. I like that kind of music. I should, because I grew up with it. You know what I mean? Well, along with some other things like Outkast and, you know, things of that nature. Yeah, N.W.A., Snoop Dogg. But that's the part about growing up in the 80s and the 90s. You listened to everything in the 80s and 90s. You didn't discriminate against music, dude. That's what I do know. Hey, we would even listen to gospel music. Matter of fact, yeah, I've been listening to a lot of Christian artists, man. A lot of Christian artists making their ways to the top. Matter of fact, I did tell Young Bam 100 I was going to get him. And Young Bam, I will get you, brother. But this next artist, since I'm talking about Christian artists, all right, this next guy, he goes by the name of Andre Ruffin. All right, I don't know. Andre Ruffin, man, I just, see, here I am talking about I'm about to pray. But I do pray for Andre Ruffin, man, that God, you know, really takes his music career into a whole nother level. Because he's not only, see, that's the thing sometimes, like, Christian artists, they make music for Christians. But I feel like Andre Ruffin, he makes music for everybody. That's the thing. Like, there are some people that need to hear Christian music. You know what I'm saying? Because you get you a good song in the middle of the day, it could take a bad day to a great day in just one song. I'm telling you. There's this dude named Forrest Frank, or Frank Forrest, something like that. I listen to that dude when I'm running sometimes, man. He just got some positive things to say. He's talking about it's a good day, love the day. He's talking about the birds and how he, you know what I'm saying? He's just giving good messages. And sometimes you need to hear that stuff, man. You got to pour some life into your life. You feel me? You got to pour life in life if you want to have a good life. So this next guy right here is Andre Ruffin, and then we're going to hear some Young Bam 100 right after that. But I'm going to ask Andre right now if he's still on the live. I don't know if Andre's on the live with us. But hey, Andre, what song of yours do you want me to play for the audience here at 104.5? You know, I need to get your input on what you feel needs to be spun here on 104.5. See, that's the best part of connecting with collegeradiodirectory.com. I'm sitting here talking to these people on Instagram Live, and y'all can join in. If you're in the car right now listening to me, you can actually go to my Instagram page, which is DJ BJ Clark, all right, on Instagram. And just watch us, you know, just watch us, and you can talk to me and tell me if you got a song. So anyways, I'm waiting for Andre to reply to it. But meanwhile, since I got Young Bam 100 here with me too on the live, I'm gonna jump into Young Bam 100 real quick, and then Andre Ruffin can tell me what he would like the world to hear. You know, that's the best part about connecting with your favorite DJs with collegeradiodirectory.com.